This is All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. As summer approaches and COVID-19 related restrictions are lifted, more people are coming to Northern Michigan, and officials are trying to make space to keep shoppers safe and businesses open. Last night, the Traverse City Commission approved a plan to close off part of downtown to vehicles. Charlevoix did something similar Memorial Day weekend. IPR's Max Johnston has been following the trend. He joins me to talk about it. Hi, Max.
Hi, Kendra.
So, Max, the Traverse City Commissioners approved a proposal last night that would close parts of Front Street in downtown over the summer. When will it close?
So there's not an exact date for when it'll start, but it'll be in the next few weeks, definitely this month, and that closure will run through Labor Day.
All right, so take us through the idea. What's it going to look like?
Yeah, so the 100 and 200 blocks of Front Street will be closed off to vehicles, meaning only pedestrian traffic. And what this is going to allow the businesses and shoppers there to do is restaurants can use the sidewalk for outdoor dining, whereas pedestrians can use the street to walk around while remaining at a safe social distance.
Are there any other Northern Michigan communities considering similar ideas to this?
Yeah, some similar topics have been proposed in Charlevoix and Petoskey. Charlevoix tried something like this over Memorial Day weekend. They closed some parking spaces to facilitate foot traffic along the street. They're looking at the long-term feasibility of that idea and whether it can be applied, you know, over an extended period of time. People in Petoskey are considering a similar thing where they close off a couple streets downtown for a few days each week. So like Tuesdays and Thursdays, you know, Main Street is going to shut down or something like that. But the city council is figuring out, you know, the authority on when and where to use that rule. They kind of want some discretion over it as opposed to the full closure that TC officials have been looking at.
So what's the response been from store owners and visitors?
Yeah, it kind of varies. I mean, restaurant owners are really into it. This means they can seat more people. Some retail store owners aren't sold. I talked to a guy named Kerry Glazmer. He owns Vitruba Leather Goods. They're on the 100 block of Front Street in Traverse City. He says the idea works for restaurants, but not necessarily for retail shops like his.
Generally, I'm not in favor of closing streets because it seems to limit business. But this is something completely different than anything we've ever come across. So I guess I'm willing to give it a try to see how it works.
And Kerry also says he hopes there's some flexibility so that if those closures don't work, they could reverse it. There are also some concerns over the details and logistics of this idea in Charlevoix. I mean, the reality is there are lots of unanswered questions. If you block off a street, what about the postal service? If you block off parking spaces, what about handicap parking spaces for people that need that close proximity to the store? These are kind of new ideas, so everyone's still figuring out, you know, when and where they're used.
So some businesses have reopened. How has that factored into this plan?
Yeah, I mean, it really served as the impetus for all this because we saw when the partial reopening started a couple weeks ago, I mean, almost immediately people were out and about and shopping and stuff. So we could see that there's a demand built up. Now the question is, as the summer approaches, how do we do it safely? And with more businesses likely to reopen because the governor is, removing some of those restrictions, there's going to be a bigger push for stuff like this to make sure everyone's safe when they go out.
IPR's Max Johnston keeping us updated on summer downtown street closures. Thanks.
Thank you, Kendra.